It's the world's largest stamp show. Held only once every 10 years, the World Philatelic Exhibition opened earlier this month in Washington, D.C. The show attracts stamp aficionados, dealers, and postal organizations from all over the world. Some come here to buy, sell, or trade, but most come simply to admire the variety of stamps on display, including some of the world's rarest. Whatever the reasons, stamp dealer Bob Prager says an increasing number of collectors are now seeing stamps as commodities.
First reason for collecting anything is for the love of the item or the stamp. Well, there are more people coming in looking for ways of investing money and hopefully getting a return on their investment.
But investing in stamps is not a game for amateurs.
It's like any business. You have to know a lot about what you do.
And Prager says even professionals make mistakes. He admits he's lost money on some stamps, but says he's also had his share of winners. He offers, as an example, an inverted U.S. stamp known as 121B.
My collector purchased this probably about 6-7 years ago, probably for about $40,000. It's now worth about $60,000.
British-based philatelic firm Stanley Gibbons, which specializes in alternative investments, says rare stamps were among the top four investments of the 20th century, with an average annual return of about 10%. Prager says the secret to making money is patience, waiting for the right stamp to come along, and knowing when to sell it. That's where professionals come in.
I don't hold a stamp very long. I buy and sell and buy and sell. So it's different. I'm in and out of a stamp, but I like to place it with a collector that one day, when they get tired of the stamp collecting, they want to sell the collection, they're going to come to me to buy it from them. So I try to sell them the right things to begin with. I want to buy my own stamps back.
Stamp collecting is among the world's most popular hobbies. Philately organizations say more than 30 million stamp collectors help fuel the estimated $10 billion a year industry. Millar Sega, VOA News.